Sunday the 4th of November 2018, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Seeds of Hope. Sermon title, Seeds of Hope. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 15, verses 24 to 29, talk by Reverend Christine Harding.
The reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 24, the parable of the weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed ears, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" And this is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. And Father, I pray that the words that I speak will be your words. I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would give us ears to hear and hearts willing to be changed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with our sermon series, Seeds of Hope, for the first Sunday of the month. Last month, Martin spoke on the first 23 verses of chapter 13, the parable of the four souls. Today, we are looking at the following passages, the weeds. All the parables in this chapter teach us about God and his kingdom. They explain what the kingdom is really like as opposed to what our expectations of the kingdom of God are. It explains that we are not thinking about a geographical location, but a spiritual one where God rules and we share in his eternal life. Joining the kingdom is really easy because we do not have to have a degree or a special talent of any kind. All we need is to trust in Jesus as our Saviour. And once that happens, then our lives will be changed forever. People need something to hang on to, some glimmer of hope that things will get better, or that there is a hope for a better life, if not here, then in the afterlife. The more we speak to others, we discover that there are many folk in the midst of crisis, whether through illnesses or difficult situations that they may be facing on a daily basis. But the one thing everyone wants to hang on to is some glimmer of hope that things will get better. We all need hope. It's as simple as that. But what kind of hope? Well, there's a hope like, well, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. I hope I have a better day at work. Or I hope that my car starts this morning. And so on. Because we all have an unfounded desire for things to go as we wish. However, the hope that I'm talking about is a hope that is grounded in reality and based on a sure thing, and that hope is a godly hope who offers stability and security, keeping us strong, although the winds of adversity and uncertainty may blow. Jesus is the anchor of our hope, And without him, we become lost and out of our depth. But with him, we can be secure in the knowledge that he will stand with us, firm against all the storms of life, because once we put our hope in him, things will hold fast. Many years ago, a captain near Turkey was caught in a storm. He was too far off from harbour, so he let down the ship's anchor. But the storm was too fierce, and the wind blew so strongly that the anchor did not hold. Refusing to give up, he dropped a second anchor, but this one also did not take hold, and the ship was coming dangerously close to the rocky shoreline. There was only one little anchor left. Surely, if the two larger anchors had fouled, this one could do no good. But the captain had no other choice, and so he threw the final little anchor overboard, and to his surprise, the little anchor held, and the ship was able to ride out the storm. After the storm had passed, the captain ordered that the anchors be raised. The first and second large anchors both came up easily because they had not stuck in the seabed. But the little anchor refused to let go of its grip. Finally, after a great deal of battling with this little anchor, it was brought to the surface, and when it came out of the water, they discovered that this anchor had snagged onto the ring of an enormous anchor that had probably belonged to a large battleship lost years before. You see, the little anchor had no strength within itself, which resembles you and me. But when hooked onto the large anchor, which is Jesus, all the strength of that anchor was transferred to the little anchor, us. Enough to ride out the roughest of storms. So how can we be sure that when we place our anchor in Jesus, that it will truly hold fast when we face the struggles of everyday living? Well, the answer is, Jesus alone has satisfied God's requirement for the payment of sin through the work on the cross, giving us freedom to live. But it comes with a responsibility, and that responsibility is each one of ours. Our reading said that the weeds grow alongside the wheat, and when they first start to grow, the farmer cannot tell them apart. It's only as they continue to grow that eventually the difference can be seen. And it's then, when the harvest is ready, the weeds will be collected first and burned, and then the wheat will be harvested and placed in the barn. That's exactly what God is allowing to happen today. Unbelievers and believers walk side by side, day after day, working together, playing together, enjoying one another's company. And it's during this time that we, as believers, have a job to do, to minister to those who do not know Jesus in a way that will bring them in with the true harvest of salvation. Our friends, colleagues, neighbours or relatives who do not know Jesus are likened to the weeds in this parable. This is a reality, and God is relying on us to be a light in this dark and desperate world. We have the message that brings salvation. Heaven is counting on us. We are the ambassadors of the kingdom of God. We must share the good news of the gospel to those who do not know it. As you know, we are currently looking through the book of Revelation at our other services. And I believe that this sermon series of Seeds of Hope fits in with it side by side, because there is a common thread running through them that this life is not all there is. And one day Jesus will return and gather up his faithful children. But there is someone who is desperate to stop that from happening. Satan himself, a common enemy, the one who sows evil, and he will do everything that he can to keep people from knowing Jesus. So we have an enormous task on our hands, and we all need to take on that responsibility, because when we fail to sow seeds of hope, we are actually doing Satan's work for him. That's his plan, for us to sit and do nothing. And when we do, he wins. Make no mistake, Satan is sowing seeds in our world. Not good seeds, but seeds of unbelief, sin, discouragement, disillusionment, selfishness, non-commitment, and sadly, a me attitude within our world. And in many churches, his weeds are sprouting, and we have to fight back. We have the strongest weapon, and everyone, regardless of age, gender, or nationality, can use it by being proactive in prayer. If we want to stop Satan's power over our world, then we need to use this weapon in and for every situation, praying against the evil forces that surrounds us. Remember, we're not praying to a God who does not care or listen, but to a living God, full of love and compassion. God has already limited the power Satan has over us on the cross. The battle was won when Jesus died and rose again, and we live in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, and our hope is set in him. But the final battle is still to be fought, and we are part of that final battle, God's faithful soldiers. Are we ready to stand up for Jesus, his soldiers of the cross? Those who know and follow Jesus are the good seed, the children of God, servants of the kingdom. And we are called to wage war and to keep fighting the good fight. We must stand in the gap and pray for our lost friends and loved ones, sharing the message of hope in Jesus Christ with anyone and everyone, becoming fully and completely committed to the commission of the kingdom of God, standing together, united as one, striving for victory. The bad seed are those who live worldly ways, with no concern for what Jesus has done for them, following Satan's false charm and promises, not realizing that they are just his playthings. And like a small child who breaks their toys, Satan is desperate to break the hold the good seed has over his antics. Satan is a lion who roars a lot but has no teeth, because he has already been defeated but fails to see it for himself. 2 weeks ago at the 10:45 service, I shared this story. A visitor watched as a zookeeper entered the cage of a wildcat to sweep the floor. He had no weapon to ward off an attack by the beast. And when he got to the corner of the cage, the wild cat, was lying. He poked the animal with the broom. The wild cat hissed at him and then lay down in another corner of the enclosure. The visitor remarked to the keeper, "You certainly are a brave man." "Nah, I ain't brave," he replied as he continued to sweep. "Well then, that cat must be tame." "Nah," came the reply, "he ain't tame." "If you aren't brave and the wild cat isn't tame, then I can't understand why he doesn't attack you." The man chuckled. "Mister, he's old and he ain't got no teeth. Satan is dangerous and he's not tame. But because of the blood of the Lamb and the power of our prayers and worship, he ain't got no teeth." Following Jesus is not a matter of walking in ease and living in comfort until we enter the gates of heaven. It's a serious and dangerous business which involves spiritual warfare. The enemy is large, armed and dangerous. He is organised and able to hurt us simply because we are on the Lord's side. There is no making peace with him. If it were not for Jesus, we would fall into Satan's deceptions and be condemned, living a life separated from God. So let us praise the Lord that our enemy will not defeat us if we place our anchor in Jesus Christ and to stand firm on his promises, fighting the good fight as we sow good seeds in this place and our wider community. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are a loving God and you call us all to serve you, to be a part of your ministry here on earth. Father, give us words of wisdom to say to those whom we meet on a daily basis. We are your ambassadors. Help us to sow the good seeds and help us to fight off those weeds that continually grow amongst us day by day as we stand firm with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.